Welcome to ICP with We.
In the name of Stinky Butt. This is our ongoing examination of the Insane Clown Posse.
I'm Aaron.
And I'm Eric.
And I'm Plug Ugly.
Is that what he sounds like?
This is our live react to Pug Ugly. Enjoy. What is up, y'all? We are sitting in our hotel on day three of the gathering, right before leaving, and this is actually the day that Pug Ugly dropped on all platforms streaming. I'm Aaron. I'm with my co-host, with the co-most, Eric, and we are ready to give a little live react for y'all.
Yeah, I wanted to apologize to everybody for not doing this sooner. We've had the CD in our possession since day one.
Correct.
We don't have a fucking CD player.
Fuck no. The MacBook that we're recording this on, First of all, MacBooks haven't had CD players in like 10 years.
No. Who has a CD player? I mean, maybe nobody. In the car?
In the car. But you know what? It was very hard to... Well, actually, no, it was very easy because I didn't have access to a CD player. Yeah. Never mind.
It was easy to wait. But now that it's streaming, we're like, it's time to react to this thing.
It was hard to not listen to it late last night or... Well, I guess that would be very early this morning when we were still at the gathering until 3 a.m.
No, we were only there till like 1:30. We didn't stay till 3.
True, yeah. We were there till 1. We went to bed at 3,
but we ate
some McDonald's with the Juggalo Judgment fellas and then passed out.
We're not going to make this long. We want to get into this and talk about it. We'll probably do a proper review of Pug Ugly later, but this is going to be a mostly unedited, very raw, just our live reactions episode.
Live reactions.
Our ums and huhs and pauses and stumbles and fuck-ups will be left in, so enjoy that.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Also, Pub Ugly is Pug Ugly's drunk uncle, I've decided.
Stop.
Are we ready to get into the first track?
I kind of want to, but... Because we're at the gathering, I want to just do a little gathering taste. We're 2 days in.
Correct.
Give me the top three things. It could be artists we saw, events we went to, merch tents, or you know, any kind of. What are the top three coolest things you've experienced so far?
So far, I believe the act that probably blew me out of the water the most would be Odd Squad Family.
God
they
damn.
Were incredible.
They really were.
They were insane. I was so much, you know, Eric and I kind of briefly talked about it when we were watching them. We never really checked them out, kind of wrote them off a little bit maybe, but holy shit, they have skill. They are great lyricists. Their flows are amazing. I got to be honest, I've been bumping it a little bit, you know, on my morning coffee downstairs at the hotel. I've been bumping some Odd Squad Family. It's dope.
They can rap. They can sing. They've got it. What are your other two?
Other two would be one that unfortunately we missed out on but heard from several sources the second it happened. Us being name dropped on Morton's List, the Morton's List
seminar.
Yeah. About our, in my sincerest apologies for thinking that the Mayans got it wrong.
Yeah.
We're ready to eat crow, both Russell and the robot from Mystery Science Theater 3000 on that one.
And a huge shout out to Ninja Nate for the support, for being dope, for you know, helping to share the love. We got to meet
absolutely
Nate at the podcast event. But yeah, to be mentioned during the Morton's List reveal seminar, that means, I mean, this whole thing means a lot, but that
absolutely
was awesome.
You know, and it's easy to say that the my third one would be the podcast event that we did, but I'm not going to fucking say it because I'm going to say Faygo Armageddon during the Juggalo Jukebox show last night was nuts. huge shout out to V-Ron for giving me her pass to be V-Ron.
Don't broadcast it. Shh.
Oh, shh. Huge shout out for me being V-Ron.
Yeah. Aaron got to get on stage during Faygo Armageddon at the end of ICP's jukebox set, which was awesome. It's been many years since I've seen them, and I will tell you, they have not lost anything. It was dope.
It was dope.
Yes, it was really good.
I'm sure I'll go into more in depth whenever we do full recap episode of the Gathering, but that was really cool. Eric, real quick, what were your top three?
The things that you mentioned, I mean, I think the most surprising and awesome artists that we saw to me were Odd Squad Family, undeniably. Cybertronic Spree was a life highlight for me. So talented, so fun. I love Transformers, the movie. I love all the stuff that they were doing. And although ICP's set was super fun, I think we came out of it so hyped, just in general, the whole group of us, that we then walked over to the Nightmare stage to watch Mushroomhead play. And even though I would not consider myself a big fan of their music, goddamn, was it fun to watch them. Their live show was great.
Their live show was fantastic. You know, honestly, I have so many good things to say about so many performances that we have seen so far.
Yeah.
But yeah, Odd Squad Family, definitely the highlight. I agree. Mushroomhead, even though it's not technically, you know, my style, it was they put on a great live show.
Same. Above all of those things, being able to meet and be with all the people we've gotten to hang out with.
Absolutely.
Friends that we've considered friends for years because of the podcast and things. New friends that we're making. Veronica and Lars and Stank Biscuits and Mustard and Corey and Pig and just so many people. Mr. McInhost. So we've met so many people.
We've met so many people that are a part of our Discord community. And by the way, if you're not a part of that Discord community, you got a year to hop in, say what's up, and join the best group of juggalos there is.
Yes.
And then you get to come in and be part of the fun next year.
Listen, I can tell you, we've been here for 2 days. I've met every single juggalo here. The people in our Discord are the best ones.
The people in our Discord, it's the cream of the crop.
The cream of the crop.
Absolutely. Why don't we say we get this cream on the road?
Okay, shout out JJ boys. Let's go.
All right, let's go ahead and start off with the first track then, I'm Ugly.
I'm Ugly, okay.
All right, let's get into it.
You're so cute.
What? I ain't cute, bitch. I'm ugly.
So this is an intro track, obviously.
Absolutely, obviously, yes.
It's not an intro
track. Oh my god. Eric, start eating crow now.
I really like Jay's voice here.
I was gonna say, this delivery is fucking good.
Yeah. Okay, so... very, very first thoughts. I thought it was just going to be an intro track, but it's more than an intro track. It's a proper song with verses, chorus, all that stuff. The standout things to me, two of them, well, three. The first and foremost, it's not fair to try and review something or react to it right now, considering we just saw them fucking kill it last night, and we've been here at their event at the Gathering for 2 days now. So obviously, I think we're going to view this more favorably than we would otherwise. But my first two thoughts are, ugly is clearly not referring to the way they look, the way Pug looks. Ugly is a state of being, a state of mind. They're doing ugly things. They are an ugly person inside versus
ugly on the inside rather than external. Outside, absolutely.
And also, Jay's voice sounds very different here. His voice has been evolving, and I would tell you that I wouldn't even recognize this as ICP compare, you know, if you had let me listen to this 15 years ago or something, I would, it's so different. But I like the way it sounds. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you on that one. I really like his delivery style he used on that first track. Ditto on that one. Sorry, I tried to open the CD to see if there's any sort of liner notes or production credits to see who produced that one.
Yeah, no producer tag.
No producer tag. Also, no liner notes for production credits in
at all,
the
huh?
CD, the physical CD at all.
Okay.
One thing that I want to say that Eric did not touch on before we move on to the next track is whoever produced it did a great job of making Jay's voice sound pretty good during that last singing part. I mean, yeah. I feel like we kind of rip on him for the singing at a register and stuff. But
have.
That was, I mean, whoever produced that, that was very good production on that singing part.
Listen, Jay can sing. He's got a cool voice when it comes to singing. Sometimes he wants to try and sing like Eddie Vedder or like a, you know, rock band or something, and I don't think it always translates. But if it's fun, cool, go ahead and do it. However, this I thought sounded pretty decent. I thought it sounded good.
This did sound really good.
It was
good,
a good song. It sounded cool. His voice tone sounded cool. It's not what I expect so far, which is kind of neat.
You know what? At this point, I feel like it doesn't get any better than this.
Oh, my God. Play the second track. What's it called?
The next track is called Abracadabra.
I hope this is going to be a Steve Miller Band cover.
Would be great. Let's get into it.
Don't do that. You can't do that. Not gonna lie. When this started, I wanted to hate it. I don't.
Same.
I don't.
Neither do I.
This is fucking sick. Oh, shit. Please tell me they're gonna play this on Saturday.
Oh, I really hope so. That was sick.
That was sick. This is so classic ICP meets modern ICP.
You know, I was going to say that. It absolutely is.
It's so well marries the two. I'm stoked. Two tracks and I'm stoked. You can't not move to this.
We've been bombing our heads pretty much the whole time.
Yes.
Good job on the first verse, Shaggy.
Yeah. I've been waiting for Shaggy to come in. All
okay.
Right. Abracadabra, what are your thoughts on that?
Wow, that was a head bopper.
That was.
For real. So first time we heard Shaggy on the album.
Yep.
Great first showing, I believe. I liked his verse pretty well. I think his flows were pretty nice. That chorus, the hook is pretty dope. I think it was a head bobber.
It is, but every time I hear Jay say hocus pocus like that, I'm thinking he's going somewhere else. And this is the second time they've done that sort of subvert your expectation after the hocus pocus. Man, I like that song a lot.
It was a really good song, yeah.
That is a song that live, the crowd is going to move. You are going to dance to that.
I would be jumping to that one.
I thought that was a fun track. Man, I just also want to point out that last night during the jukebox set, Shaggy sounded so good.
He sounded amazing last
really
night,
good.
Huh?
Really good.
I mean, they both sounded really good, but Shaggy, I was actually very surprised. I mean, he was doing really well last night.
He was really on.
Absolutely, he was on. Okay, well,
let's
obviously, we can't draw a lot of meaning out of anything when we listen to it for the first time. So let's go and move on to track three. This is the title track. This is Pug Ugly.
Jump from high.
little different delivery style, but very similar.
Definitely different delivery style. That's the most disgusting way I've ever heard somebody describe birth.
Yeah. I really like this beat.
I don't like this beat.
You don't like that little ba-ba-ba-ba-ba part?
No, that part's cool. Overall, the music on this track, I don't love. Okay. We're headed into something in this next track here. I can hear at the end of this one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right. That was the end of that track, which clearly is supposed to go straight into the next track.
Yeah.
I got to be honest, it's not particularly the best thing I've heard on this track, or on this EP, rather, so far.
Yeah.
But this is my first listen, and by the second chorus, I was kind of mouthing the words a little bit to the hook. It was a little catchy. It was catchy.
Yeah, I mean, musically, this is not something that appealed to me in a big way. It's fine. I actually liked what they were saying more than I liked the music, because it kind of, you know, the world is ugly, so all you can do is be ugly too. You fight the ugly with ugly, or you become the ugly to fit in. And it reminds me of an Earth Crisis song that I really liked called Nemesis, where the hook is, I turned myself into a monster to fight against the monsters of the world.
Awesome.
And it kind of has that vibe. So I like what they're saying in the song more than I think I like the song itself.
Agreed. And so I like the song more than you, but I'm in the same boat. I feel like the message was better than the music.
Yeah, and I mean, right? I don't think the music was bad. Production was good.
Right.
I could see somebody going, oh man, I really like a funky beat like that. Just, I didn't really care for that a whole lot, but I don't think it would necessarily, I might skip it. I don't know. Probably not. I'd probably listen to the first three tracks in a row.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think that, I think the chorus for me personally is catchy enough to where I would bump this in the car and I would sing along while driving. Yeah.
Word. Very little Shaggy so far on this. We've gotten that one verse and that's it.
Yeah. I was about to say, if I was, correct me if I'm wrong, I didn't hear him at all.
No, so far it's feeling very much like a solo JEP.
Absolutely.
But let's get to track four. This one's called Scrub Gang.
Let's go.
Oh, misdirection. It didn't do what we expected at all.
Look at that. I think I want him to go back to his other delivery style.
Yeah, I would say the delivery on this, some of this reminds me a little bit of some of what we heard on Wicked Vic, and we said, hey, it sounds like his voice is a little strained here, you know? Oh, here's some Shaggy. That's pretty hot right there.
That was pretty sick, yeah.
I feel like ICP is keeping the term scrub alive. I don't hear it outside this community. Do you still hear the term scrub used ever?
Not really, unless somebody's quoting the song.
The TLC song?
TLC song, right? Yeah.
Or maybe it's a song about cleaning your house.
Maybe. But I don't know, because the next song is about to start.
Oh, really?
Yes. That cut off right as we were about to go into the next song.
Okay, so they're going to flow together. Okay, why don't you start talking about that one?
Yeah, I think the beat was pretty cool. Honestly, I feel like that was probably one of the more forgettable tracks that we've heard so far on this one. again, yeah, scrub just doesn't seem like a word that I hear often anymore.
I mean, I mean, I've heard Ouija Mac say it.
Well, then it must be true.
It must has to be true. Yeah, I mean, this was a low-key track in general.
Loki was on this track?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I think, to me, the standout on this track was Shaggy's verse. He had some really interesting patterns in there. He sounded really good to me.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I think Shaggy definitely took it away on this one. His verse was pretty interesting. Everything else. I mean,
there was some funny stuff in
there. Not that there was, not that it was a bad song, right? I just feel like everything else wasn't up to the par of kind of what Shaggy delivered on that one.
Yeah, no, I think it was just an okay track. I think I think what it was not Jay didn't do as good as Shaggy, or the production wasn't up to. I think Shaggy just came in and put it down, and that's how it was. But
absolutely. Fair enough.
Yeah, a fine song. This is the one I think that least got my attention. I actually like the stuff at the end where Jay was talking about you're ugly too, even if you think you're not ugly, you're ugly too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think cool. We're what, four tracks in, and I still wouldn't skip anything.
No, the theming is here and I think it's interesting. So
absolutely.
The next song is one, listen, let's just be honest. We know that it features Roadside Ghost. It's called I'm Afraid. There is no secret that neither one of us, to this point, is a fan of Roadside Ghost. But look, Roadside Ghost is performing today. Correct. Let's listen to this song. Maybe there's a chance.
So
we're going to hear this and go, holy shit.
We're recording this. We're recording this around 4 p.m. They play at 6.
Yeah. So we might be going straight from recording to go see Roadside Ghost. If this song is great and we're like, changed our minds, we love Roadside Ghost now.
Then boom, we're there.
Then we're there.
Front and center.
Front and center.
Absolutely. You ready to get to the next one?
Let's go.
Let's do it. Fuck was that?
That was a little off time, right?
I think so, yeah. Even changing pitches, I feel like he's doing it off time at times.
The gunshot was the thing that threw me off, because it was really off time.
But it also explains the 14,000 gunshots the DJs have been playing in sets all weekend.
Yes.
No gunshot that time.
No.
Thanks.
Well, the gunshot the other time was, I think, in response to Jay's line about shooting himself.
Oh, yeah. Also, that is 100% the exact same gunshot sample they've been using all weekend.
Yes.
There's no convincing me otherwise.
Yes.
Another sample that probably leads into the next song.
Or not. Hard to say. Could just be sounds at the end. Okay,
there we go. Eric, quick question. Would you like to find food around 6 p.m., the furthest point away from the Jokey Mind stage?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. There's got to be other things going on at 6 p.m.
Yeah, I think I like really have to like take a shower at 6.
Yeah.
Sharp.
Got to wash my hair.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm not a fan of that hook.
My mind hasn't been changed. I actually can't tell. I think I like the overall song better than I like Ain't No Time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think I'd agree with that. Yeah. Right.
But I think I like Roadside Ghost's contribution less on this than I do on Ain't No Time.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I feel like when he was, you know, pitching his voice up and back down and going through that. Even some of the times where he would keep going up, I mean, it felt like off time. Because if you go, da, 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 you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, if you have that cadence, keep that, I don't know.
I didn't feel like he was off time. I didn't have any issue with it. I don't like his vocal tone, the way he uses his voice. That's all there is to it.
Yeah,
I just don't, I don't personally care for it. Song was another chill, relatively nondescript song, but I feel bad calling this individual Roadside Ghost. I don't know if the whole band was involved or if it's just the right. vocalist. I need to find out what his name is so that we can address him properly. But
and not lump the whole band in if right. we don't have to. Absolutely.
Right, right. Yeah, I will give that song a couple more listens, but on first listen, I feel about exactly, sadly, I feel about exactly the way I expected to feel about it.
Yeah, yeah. I think I agree with you on that. But I'm not writing it off. I'll give it a few more listens.
Yeah, of,
as well.
Of course
sure.
we will.
Yeah.
Of course we will.
Well, I mean, we're going to be
doing...
We'll
do a proper review at some point.
Yeah, it's at least going to get 2 to 3 more listens because we're going to be doing a proper review
yeah.
at some point.
I'm afraid of the next song. This song is called... the last one we just listened to is called I'm Afraid, but I am afraid of the next song.
Absolutely. I agree. So this next song is called 80s Rock Ballad, and this is the second to last song, and the last kind of new stuff that we're going to hear, because
the last track is a remix. Yeah.
Right.
They did an 80s sort of hair metal Steel Panther-esque song for Juggalo Weekend this year.
Correct. As the Buck and Wild Bunch.
Right. Exactly. Yes. And that was funny to hear once, much as I feel Steel Panther is funny to hear once. I wonder if this is in the vein of that. I'm very curious about it. I've been waiting to find out what this is going to be.
Yeah, I think this one is the one that I've been looking at and saying I have to figure out what this is.
Yeah, so here
this
we go.
Whole week. So,
the moment we've been waiting for.
Let's do it.
Sounds more like a country song than an 80s rock ballad.
Yeah, it's not very 80s rock ballad so far.
Although, I mean, if you listen to, like, Poison sing Every Rose Has Its Thorn, that's kind of got a country vibe to it.
Yeah. I'm ready for some big guitars to hop in here.
Is it wrong that I fucking really like this so far?
I don't think it's wrong.
it's giving me such a vibe.
I really was expecting a little bit of a crunch guitar tone during this part. But I actually think I'm glad that there's not.
Yeah.
I think I just assumed because that's just what they would do, right?
I can't wait to hear where the song goes. Bro, this song is going to make me cry. I wonder if this is some Razor Ray. I bet you it is.
Oh, I am digging this guitar solo right here. Eric, I don't know if you can see it, but I have a little bit of goosebumps right now.
Damn.
Huge sigh of relief from me.
Huge sigh of
relief. By the way, yeah.
First and foremost, I want to say that I love that the song isn't called 80s rock ballad because it is an 80s rock ballad. It's about him hearing a song making him think about this girl that he is imagining the life they could have had together, and it never happened.
Amazing. I 100% just thought that this was called 80s rock ballad because it was just going to be a classic 80s rock ballad. But it is just like you described. Mm. I mean, that was...
There's a lot of heart there.
There's a lot of heart there, and I mean, there's a lot of messaging that's like... I don't know. You could feel that Jay felt it, right?
Yeah. I mean, listen, if you can't connect, even forget what era you grew up in, whatever. If you can't connect with the concept that there is somebody that you could imagine I wonder what would have been had we, you know, had we gotten together, whatever.
Yeah, I think it's only human, right?
Right. That's only human. Anybody can identify with it. Jay's a great storyteller, and he tells this story in a more subtle way, but I never got into a lot of hair metal, but songs like Without You, I mean, those work. It works. And God, I wouldn't say this is what I want from Jay or ICP, but I really dug that. It was good.
I'm not mad about it. Yeah.
I'm not mad about it at all. Shit. Okay.
Awesome. Well, you ready to get to the very final track?
Yeah, let's get. So this is the Queen's Mike P's Neck Choking Woofer Smoking remix. Interesting that we've got Mike P doing a remix here. That's cool.
I know. I was saying, I mean, when's the last time we saw Mike P? Do you remember off the top of your head?
Oh God, it's been a minute.
It's been a hot minute.
Yeah.
And okay, so Queen's obviously off of Yum Yum Bedlam. Which this is a sideshow for. So let's get into it.
The first time we ever heard the song, we both said it made us seasick. And although the song's grown on me, I wonder what the production on this track will be like. Very curious.
I'm extremely curious about this one. This was probably the one I was second most curious about. And I think it's because the last two songs were just named so descriptively that I was like, I gotta see what this is.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's go.
Let's get in.
Already not what I thought it was going to be. After the wretched betrayal, who's so wind beneath your sail, who always brings you back to life and never fails. When you lose control, who steers, who knows all your biggest fears. Yo, this is kind of hard.
I mean, what? 30 seconds in, I think. I mean, I'm having more positive reaction to it the first time than we had to Queen's the first time.
What's happening?
What is the vibe of this?
I'm lost.
This took a weird direction.
A very weird turn. Yeah, I don't. There's a lot happening right now.
I'm just thinking of the amount of processing power that his computer has to have to put this much bullshit in here.
Listen, I'm just going to layer in 70 tracks. There's a lot of dubstep production in this track. There are definitely divergent tones in this song.
Yeah, the verses have a very different tone, are very different tonally than the hook.
Yeah, just vibe wise, emotionally. Oh, yeah.
Y'all, that is not a bad aux cable. That is the track.
Yeah, that's how that sounds.
Man, this one I think might be the hardest track to do a first reaction on.
By far.
In my opinion.
I'm going to have to listen to that a few more times.
That is definitely going to have to be, I mean, yeah, I'm going to have to listen to that a lot more. I guess my first opinions and first thoughts are Mike P didn't shit the bed on it.
He just took a direction I wouldn't have expected.
But I feel like they could have reined him in a little bit on this remix, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is not what I would expect from Mike P. It's not the kind of stuff he normally does.
No.
I prefer the original version. I mean, like I said, I really like Yum Yum Bedlam. I'm a fan of that album. Even the songs that I wasn't sure about at first have grown on me a lot. And
Queens was one of them. I mean, I think it's no secret. We've mentioned it before on the podcast, I believe multiple times, that Queens, the song, and Yum Yum Bedlam as a whole has grown on us more and more.
Yeah.
Both of us. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what to make of this. I don't know if it's definitely not a like, there's no competition between which version do you like better, the remix or the original. To me, it's the original. So we'll see. We'll see. I'll listen some more. Okay.
I'm definitely going to listen some more. So Eric, how about like overall first impressions of Pug Ugly?
You know, I will say that as a seed of Yum Yum, as part of the Yum Yum set, we're now four four releases into the Yum Yum set with one more to go, it feels like part of it.
Absolutely.
It definitely feels like part of this era, undeniably so. I think in the future, when somebody listens back, they will now think of the Yum Yum era as an era with a specific sound, and this fits
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
I love the first two tracks. I really did. I thought they were a lot of fun. The next three I thought were okay. I might have to listen and see if they grow on me more. And then 80s Rock Ballad was the big surprise on this one for me. That's the one that really grabbed me that I wouldn't have expected to. Queens, to me, you could have left it off and it wouldn't have hindered or helped the album. Just do the six tracks that are new and that would have been fine. But cool, go ahead and put the track on there. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, it's consistent. I very much expect that Woe will also have a remix of a Yum Yum song at the end, just to stay consistent. But
yeah, I believe so as well.
I don't think it's bad. Overall, I think I liked enough of it that I definitely will come back and listen.
Absolutely. I think that they front-loaded the theming of this album, of this EP rather, and got, you know, 3-4 tracks that are really part of the Pug Ugly theming and branding and story. That being said, everything outside of that, it wasn't off topic, it wasn't weird to be on with this stuff. It all flowed together pretty well.
The first five, I think, were relatively themed in the ugliness of the world and of people.
Yeah, I guess
the last
I'm afraid.
Two, I don't think
right.
so.
Yeah, I guess I'm Afraid also could be lumped into that. Absolutely.
Queens, I suppose Queens, depending on which side of it you look at, especially the intro, could be about the ugliness
right.
of human beings. And so.
Yeah. 80s Rock Ballad surprised me a lot. I loved it. Queens, like I said, I have a lot of... I don't know when it comes to this song, but my final opinion on that one is if this is Mike P's foray back into producing and doing stuff with ICP, I'm cool with it.
I mean, I've liked some of what Mike P did. I was happy to see Mike E. Clark on stage with them last night, and I hope it means the three of them will work more together.
Absolutely.
But also... I would not be mad to see Mike P involved in stuff they do in the future all.
Oh, yeah. It's undeniable that the dream team, in our opinion, is Mikey Clark and ICP.
Yes.
But
And no shade to Devereaux or Shaggy the Airhead, because they do awesome work. We love a lot of what they did. But
And I think that you know, a lot of people shit on, you know, the producer tags, whatever bullshit, you know, whatever. And there wasn't any in
here. None on
here.
None on here.
But we were okay with the producer tags.
I was fine.
Whatever. You know, and Devereaux and Shaggy the Airhead do a fine job, right? I mean, I think that they're very talented producers.
Yeah.
So no shade on them at all. But
we've been lucky to see the two of them actually on day one were DJing on the main stage between sets. And that was cool.
Oh, it was very cool. Yeah absolutely. I'm very excited to give this some more spins, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I think, just after a first listen, I like Wicked Vic better. But I think if I took Wicked Vic and Pug Ugly and took the songs I like best from the two of them, I would have a banger of an EP.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you had to give it a preliminary Faygo score, just I know we're going to give it a proper review. Where are you leaning after one listen, after a first listen?
After my first listen, this is above average.
Agreed.
It's not lower than a 2.5.
Yes.
That being said, I feel like on my first listen, my gut feeling is saying 3 Faygos.
My gut is also 3 because there's enough on here, maybe 3.5. I don't know.
I'm gonna have to
give it more time. 2.5 is I listened to something and I felt fully indifferent about it.
Absolutely.
I didn't think it was bad. I didn't think it was good. There's enough on here that puts me on the more good than indifferent side for sure, because there is at least 3 tracks on here that I was like, I really liked that.
Yeah.
Well, actually 2 that I was like, I really, really liked that. Abracadabra and 80s Rock Ballad. Abracadabra, to me, I think, is the big standout here. It felt so good to listen to. So
yeah, that one felt like that's going to be the big track off of here. But also the intro, I'm Ugly, was
very good.
Very good. I think I agree with you. Abracadabra and 80s Rock Ballad were two standouts, but I would add in I'm Ugly, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, three, like Eric said, I could push 3.5 easily and not be mad about it as far as a score, for sure.
I'll be curious after a couple more listens when we do our proper review what our score ends up being.
Yeah, exactly. This is a soft three.
Very soft.
This is a diet three, right? We'll do the full sugar review soon.
Right. We'll do the hard review.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll do the hard seltzer review.
Perfect. I can't wait. Eric, do you want to get the fuck out of here and go to the gathering or what?
Yeah, we've done enough fucking work today. Let's go see our people.
We ready to clock off and see the homies?
I want to clock out and then fuck off and see the homies.
Well, see, I want to clock off and then fuck out and see the homies.
Bet. All right, you know where to find us, ICPWWE.com. We will have more episodes with Gathering exclusive content coming up in the future, but we wanted to hurry up and get this out there for you.
For you.
And for us.
And for us, because I really wanted to fucking listen to this.
Yes.
All righty, y'all. For Eric, I'm Aaron. Big ol' whoop whoop. We'll see you next time.
Whoop whoop.